Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning in to our boardroom chats. My Lord, I tell you, we're over 300 now, aren't we?
Oh, yes. We passed that up.
Good Lord.
Weeks ago.
Hello. We was only going to do this for about maybe a month. And it's been, what, 5 years now? How many 300 programs?
Yeah, you came kicking and screaming.
I did.
But you do like
it. But it was my idea. Remember in the boardroom?
Well,
so how
could
I come kicking and screaming?
Not to do it. It wasn't your idea to do it. It was your idea to call it that. The boardroom and do it in the boardroom.
I don't remember it like that, but we're going to agree to disagree.
That's
I just
wise,
did a faith to fact, so you know what I'm talking
that
about.
That is a wise thing.
A wise decision. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in. I mean that sincerely. Kathy's got something wonderful happening very, very soon.
Mm-hmm.
It's her glorious, and show them your sweatshirt there.
Yes.
The glorious woman's meeting. And I'm telling you, men come to it too. They sneak in there. They do it. Because them women just
sometimes
know how to worship God.
Sometimes you sneak in.
Sometimes I sneak in. It's just such a blessing.
In fact, you're going to be part of it.
Am I?
Yes, you may not know it.
Are you going to pay me?
Sure. I'm a Fiji.
Oh, okay, because that'd be the first time you ever did. I just joking.
But,
go ahead.
You're going to be part of the, well, first, it starts on a Friday night. It's March the 6th at 7 p.m. And on Saturday morning, March the 7th at 9 a.m., Jesse, me, and Chrissy, and Jody, my daughter, our daughter, will be part of a live Glorious Living chat right there on the platform in the Glorious Conference.
That's going to be a power panel,
yeah.
I'll tell you that much.
I think people are already sending some of their questions, and it's always a fun time and a relaxing time. The ladies really love it, loves the input that you have, and of course, Jody's been there several times.
Better, and Chrissy too, man.
I love it.
Y'all got to pray for me. I got three women against one. I am going to lose.
You can hold your own, I believe.
I hope so.
But anyway, after that, we're going to take a little short break, and then we're going to come back and have another full service at 10 o'clock with worship and a message the Lord put on my heart. And I'm so excited about sharing what God is doing.
And can I ask you a question?
And we're going to have personal prayer, giveaways, so many great things going on.
Was those giveaways going to be as expensive as it was last year?
Well, we'll see. They're always good. We have a lot of great things. Like we give away some of the shirts, some of the merch that we have at the ministry.
She was giving
away. In
fact,
we're getting this black cup is being designed into a white one. This is the 50-year anniversary one, but we're doing one that's set, it's for Glorious, that's going to be white. I think it's going to be here in time. I'm just hoping.
I think last year,
I'm praying that it will be here.
Didn't you give away some Louis Vuitton purses?
I did.
Whew.
That was the grand prize. We had a lot of great prizes.
That's expensive stuff.
That was just one of the grand prizes. And it was wonderful to see the fun that was going on in the house. Ladies come expecting and generally happy for those who do receive.
I'll never forget how fast them women can run with them high heels going for that Louis Vuitton purse. I thought they were going to run into the platform. They were going for it.
Yeah, well, I changed how the gifts are awarded or received. Now, we don't have them
running
as much because my heart went out to those who maybe were sitting way in the back or maybe in high heels or maybe just didn't have the ability to go fast because we would just choose an item in someone's purse maybe if you had a receipt from whatever. And so whoever got to the front first would get the prize. Well, a couple of times, three of them almost collided.
I mean, I'm
right there at the front. So I said, we got to do this. There's got to be a better way. And it's still a lot of fun. And it's that way everyone gets to participate and enjoy.
Well, everything we do here at our ministry is fun.
It's always free, too.
We
have registration's free. Admission is free.
Can I pronounce it, if you don't mind?
Pronounce what?
Announce when it's coming.
Oh, I thought I just did.
No, but I'm going to do it better.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, live.
And in color.
Friday, March the 6th at 7 p.m., the Glorious Women's Conference 2026 begins. Friday, March the 6th at 7 p.m., Saturday, March the 7th at 9 a.m., where at JDM International Headquarters. Admission is free. Registration, you need to register because there are a lot of people coming at jdm.org. For you people that can't make it, we're streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, and the JDM apps. How am I doing?
You're doing good. You're higher.
Hallelujah.
I'm a Fiji.
Okay. I want you to come. Praise God. And there's a special guest speaker going to be there. Me. No.
And me.
Kathy. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let me say it again. Friday, March the 6th at 7 p.m. Saturday, March the 7th at 9 a.m. right here at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana. That's a suburb of New Orleans. That's about 6 miles from the New Orleans International Airport. Admission's free. Boy, you don't hear about that much, huh? Registration, you have to do it so we know how many people are coming at jdm.org. So register, please. That helps us.
Yeah.
And we're streaming it live on YouTube, Facebook, and JDM app. And I'm not saying this just to get you here personally, but people have told me, and not once, I don't know how many times, it's so much more powerful when you're in that church.
That's right. It's a corporate anointing.
Oh, it's such a blessing.
So powerful.
So we hope to see you there. Maybe we get to meet you in person. That would be a blessing of the Lord. I mean, that's
sincere. Yeah, planning on having a book signing on the
Saturday. Oh, you have a book signing?
After the Saturday morning service.
Praise God.
I had that last year, I believe, too.
Yeah.
It's always a fun time to get to meet people.
Amen. We have fun meetings.
Yeah.
We enjoy the presence of the Lord, and I personally believe that God enjoys our presence. We have a wonderful time. Maybe we'll spend eternity together. Woo. And you know, when we get to heaven, we will never disagree.
Really?
I don't think so. I don't think we'll ever disagree on
that. That would make it heavenly, wouldn't it?
You talk about one mind and one accord. Woo, that's going to be wonderful for eternity.
Hallelujah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about something. If you notice, it's not that I've been wearing much of sweatshirts all the time, because we're celebrating 50 years anniversary of preaching this glorious gospel.
That's right.
So I got a lot more clothes than this, but I'm wearing these things because you said you want to celebrate it all year long. So I'm doing it.
Well,
but I got a bunch of different ones. They're clean. I mean, I got a bunch of them.
I think this is a one of a kind, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I'm the only one that has it. But I'm the oldest one in the ministry. What you going to do? 50 years. And I want to talk about that in this essence. How do y'all stay so happy? Because I know you got hell sometimes. People fight you, the persecution. I've had the full-blown media at me. I'm talking about the heavy media, the worldwide media, and yet we've never changed in any way, shape, or form. And I'm going to show you why. And it's in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. I want to focus on one word in that wonderful verse. I'm going to read it in the King James. If you want to, you can read it in another translation. It's 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. Verses 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, that's one. Unmovable, that's two. Always abounding, that's three. In the work of the Lord, that's four. For as much as you know, that's five. That your labor, that's six, is not in vain in the Lord, that's seven. What I want to go to is this statement. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, right here. Always abounding. In what? Not in buying a house. Nothing wrong with buying a house. Not in buying a car. Nothing wrong with buying a car. Not going on vacation. I believe in all that. Abounding in the work of the Lord. When you learn to abound, you're going to have a hard time getting sick, depressed, discouraged, despondent, because you have focused your life on the work of the Lord, and God has focused His eyes on you. So you're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, and blessed going out. There's 7 points in that little bitty verse right there. So if you stay abounding, you want to have a good marriage? Abounding. Abounding. In other words, you don't have time to get mad, sad, sick, disgusted, whatever. And those things happen in life. And I've had so many people say, you've never had any problems in ministry? Whoo, Lord, have I had problems in ministry? I mean, they stole my offerings. Watch this. I had to hitchhike home at 2:30 in the morning. They didn't feed me for a week. This is at the beginning of my ministry. I just kept abounding in the work of the Lord. I mean, abounding. Kathy thought I was fasting. No, it was a forced fast. They wouldn't feed me. Because in those days, I didn't have any money. One day, Kathy came up to me. She saw me doing that. I was doing it for a year or two, maybe longer. And she said, you're not going on that road anymore without some money. Remember you gave me $50
yes,
or something
I
like that?
Yes, I did. I remember, because in the beginning, we didn't have any to send, but we just trusted. And you had the conviction that, you know, when you get there, the people who invited you would take care of you. They would give you a place to stay. Many times it was in their home or in
right.
the evangelistic headquarters. They would provide the food, because a lot of those churches, you were encountering at that time, they always had a hospitality ministry, somebody they love to serve and feed people. We told a few of those stories.
Sure.
But when I found out that wasn't happening, because there were some places you went to, they didn't have a hospitality spirit.
And I never complained, did I?
No, you didn't complain. I did. I was upset. Yeah. So I said, you're not going to go without any money. So, I mean, I just believed for it. So we started being able to advance you some money. And those were the days before we even had, like, credit cards. You know, I don't know if you had a gas card to pay the gas. If you didn't have cash, you couldn't go anywhere.
You know, I remember when you gave me that first $50. Parkersburg, West Virginia, at a Jesus Festival, 1979.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what I did? I was so excited I had $50. Well, praise God. You know what I'm saying?
Because you had a remote place.
And they out in the mountains.
Yeah, and that you needed that
And
to
I was
eat.
Sitting
You were going to be there for the whole week, right?
No, for 3 days.
3 days, okay.
Now, watch this. And I was sitting in this little restaurant. It wasn't a very real nice restaurant. It was in that little hotel. And it wasn't very nice hotel. And I bought a hamburger, and it was $4. And by the time, this is a long time ago, 1979. $4 and something. And I looked up like this, like I'm looking at you, and I saw a man I did not know. And I remember his name was Dan. And I could tell he was depressed. And the Lord said, go give him all your money. And I thought, Kathy just gave me $50 so I wouldn't have to starve.
And remember, I told you I want my receipts.
Yeah.
And you had the receipts for the burger you bought, but not that.
That's it.
I just had to write in there donation.
I said, I don't know you and you don't know me, but the Lord told me to give you this money. And he bust out crying. He was a minister that was about ready to quit. Mm. And it just shook him up. And I went to the mountain there in Parkersburg, West Virginia, and I preached. And the Lord provided me food from that wonderful woman.
I love that story.
I didn't find out till 8 years later that she was the one that would put food on my little stand. And it was just such a blessing.
You told that story in a wonderful message called The Untold Love of the
Nameless.
Of the Nameless. That's right. It was a nameless person. It was a great. You could find that on the app.
And you know that man, Kathy, he went back in ministry. He was going to quit. And he sent me a copy of the sermon he preached, Bold as a Lion. Hallelujah. That little thing, I'll
know
never
that
forget
until
that.
Now.
Yeah, Bold as a Lion. Now watch this. Why didn't you get depressed or discouraged? Abounding. Mm. It's so simple. Abounding in the work of the Lord.
Well, the Amplified version of this scripture says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be firm, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And then it has brackets to describe what abounding in the work of the Lord
means.
What
does it say?
It says, always being superior, excelling, doing more than enough in the service of the Lord.
Is that the Amplified?
As the Amplified. Knowing and being continually aware that your labor in the Lord is not futile, it is never wasted, or to no purpose.
Read that, the bracket ones again. Now watch
the
that.
Always,
abounding in the work of the Lord. Watch
always
this.
Being superior.
That's a big word.
Comma, excelling.
That's a big word.
Comma, doing more than enough for the in the service of the Lord. Whew. More than enough.
Superior and excelling.
Go the extra mile. That's is it. Another way to say it today.
When you go the extra mile, the road's not crowded.
That's right. You have a sign that says that in your bathroom.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Go
the extra mile.
It's
never crowded.
Not everybody has the courage to go the extra mile. They give up.
Yeah.
And they miss out on so much.
You know, anybody can quit. It don't take no talent to be a loser. You know who has no talent? The devil.
The devil.
Talk about a loser. How stupid you must
Capital
be to want to go against God, who can do anything, get kicked out. And why is that? And you rejected, restricted, and awaiting confinement. And at one time, he was the most beautiful thing you ever lay your eyes on and had some of the greatest honor of any angelic being.
Right.
And yet, he did not abound.
Right.
See, he did not abound in the work of the Lord. And it's just so simple. So that's why we're 50 years here without a scandal, no sexual immorality, no financial problems in any way, shape, or form.
Pay our bills. Never laid anybody debt-free. Off. Built everything debt-free and under budget. It's supernatural.
If you don't think abounding in the work of the Lord is powerful, I built my home. I built this facility here. And this is big. This is a big facility. Just Jesse Prince International Headquarters. You ready for this? Now, this just don't happen. Every contractor that I employed to do all this thing, I never signed a contract. Now, you know they're not going to do that. But they saw something in me. I said, I will pay you. I will pay you before I pay me. And they thought I had all the money. I never did say a word. But I didn't. I mean, this facility cost in the millions. And I had $1.2 million to start with. And I tell you what, I said, give me a bill. And they wanted to give me a bill every month, every 30 days. And I paid them. And they still talk about that today, those contractors. They said, that man is the most amazing I have never seen. And they never asked me for a contract. I asked all of them, I said, why didn't you ask me to sign a contract? They said, there's something about you. We heard this, that you're a man that keeps your word. Mm. My word is very important to me. I keep my word. When I told that prayer, he said, do you take this woman to be your lawful wife? That's my word. Now, that's 50, going on 56 years ago. We're still here. That doesn't mean I hadn't made mistakes. Oh, she made mistakes. More me than her, for sure. But I tell you what, we did this. And then now we're like this. I mean, you know, and it's just such a blessing of the Lord. Let me tell you, abounding. See, when you abound, especially in the work of the Lord, you focus on a priority. You're not focusing on yourself. See, before you have time to ask, God answers you. That's Isaiah 65:24. I remember years ago when I couldn't buy you a Louis Vuitton purse. When first, I didn't even know what Louis Vuitton was.
I didn't either.
You didn't either. We heard of D.H. Holmes or Dillard's. You know, that's all we knew. And Walmart was just starting to come on strong. Yeah, you know? And we didn't know any of that kind of stuff. But I remember one time someone told me about a Louis Vuitton. I said, Louis Vuitton? What is that? And I said, that's French. Yeah, it's a French person. Boy, I mean, so I purposely went into the store. And naturally, when I saw Vuitton and Chanel, I think it was, and Gucci, I thought, man, I said, you got to be kidding me. A purse costs that much money. But I made up my mind. She may not know. I said, one day I'm going to let her go come in here, and she's going to buy whatever she wants. Now, at the time, I didn't, but I kept abounding in the work of the Lord. And guess what God did? He blessed me in the city, in the field, going in, going out at Louis Vuitton, at Chanel, at Gucci, at Christian Dior, anything else? I'm trying to think of some of these purse people, these things. I didn't know that was called designer brands. Now, watch this. Kathy did something greater than I did. She began to give them away. I don't know how many of them. The Lord blessed, and she'd give them away. And people, I've seen women crying. I never had nothing like this in my life. She was abounding in the work of the Lord. What is an abounding in the work of the Lord person does? Gives. And today, if she wants to go to Vuitton, she can go get it. If she don't want, she don't have to. It's just whatever. That's what I'm talking about. We're abounding in the work of the Lord. And what happens is you don't have time to get sick, sad, or disgusted, or discouraged. I don't like discouragement. I never have liked any of that kind of stuff. And you begin to develop yourself in such a way that God becomes first in your life, and people begin to notice it. You don't realize that you're putting off signals of goodness and graciousness and faith and things. Then you begin to talk like God. Now, then all of a sudden, the persecution begins to start. First thing you do is pick up the shield of faith. Let it hit the shield of faith, the arrow. Let it hit, bye, 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 bye. Faith knocks it down. Use your faith voice and get where you're going. I feel led of the Lord to say this. Some people watching, I want to be debt-free like you and Kathy. You can. Quit saying you can't. Take the apostrophe T off the word can't and use the word can. Hallelujah. And what it will be faster than you think because God's word is true. And that's what I mean by this. Steadfast, immovable, abounding in the work of the Lord. God, that's a great word. And watch this. I know I've done a good work. Now you see people say, now that's arrogance. That says this. For you know that your labor is not in vain. Mm-hmm. When God called Kathy to preach the glorious gospel, it first was in one of my meetings as a day speaker. But God was developing her. All of a sudden, she went from a day speaker to a night speaker to a pastor, executive branch of God's government. Guess what happens? Here come the persecution. Women shouldn't pastor. I know what the Bible said. If you want to go and get an argument on the scripture and thing, I mean, why argue? You know, problem is you just don't understand what's happening. You think you do. You need a good theologian to help you misunderstand because there's neither Jew nor Greek, nor bond, nor free, nor male, nor female. Well, I can answer that. No, you can't. You know, you answer it with spin. You answer it with this word of God. I know what Paul said. Women should be silent in the church. I understand that.
We also know what Jesus said. He told Mary,
go tell
him I'm coming. And there was a woman in the temple named Anna who spoke about Jesus right there and shared a lot of things. That's recorded in the scriptures to show that women do have a voice. And God wants to use everybody.
And a message.
And a message. That's so true.
I'm telling you, see, well, you're always going to have some kickback, but if you're abounding in the work of the Lord.
The devil always wants to try to bring in division and restriction. Jesus can use anybody that he wants to. He uses children. He used a boy named Samuel to speak to the whole nation there when they were in sin.
But who did he speak to first? The high priest.
But they wouldn't listen.
He wouldn't listen.
God's always got his word. He always has a voice.
That's right.
He wants us to use our faith voice. You know, I want to read this verse of scripture that we're studying today in the Passion Translation.
Okay, go ahead.
It says, "So now, beloved ones, stand firm and secure. Live your lives with an unshakable confidence.
Praise God. We know
that we prosper and excel in every season by serving the Lord, because we are assured that our union with the Lord makes our labor productive with fruit that endures." And there's a reference point about right at the point where it says, "because we are assured." It says, it's as it's translated from the Aramaic, it says the Greek can be translated, "always have the Lord's possessions in abundance."
That's God.
So God, when he calls you to do something, he's going to provide the resources necessary to get it done. And if you're obedient to always abound in the work of the Lord, that means he's going to call you to do the work, but he's going to also supply the resources needed to get it done.
Everything
that we have here, we need resources. We need, whether it be buildings, people, equipment, ongoing things that have to happen to keep everything in working order. We're constantly upgrading and keeping things running at a level of excellence that we know honors the Lord. And that's all because we trust God and we never stop. We're always increasing. We're always abounding.
That's it.
And that's the command that God gave to creation in Genesis chapter 1. You love to say the multiply, replenish.
Yeah, be fruitful, always producing.
There you go.
Multiply, always increasing. Replenish, use it, then fill it up. Then he said, subdue, which means things are going to get out of line, put it down.
Yeah.
Just
people forget
simple.
That subdue thing, and they just think everything that bad comes, oh, God must not be in.
I'm going to use this as an example.
Okay.
Ain't that a beautiful woman? That's Kathy. Okay, watch this. Do you know how much faith it took to do this? I remember when I walked up to Kathy, and we were young. I said, Kathy, I'd like to have some kind of a magazine our faith wasn't even at a magazine. And we came out with a pamphlet.
Well, it was a brochure. It was
brochure.
One sheet front and back, folded twice. It's like a third, I guess they call it. I really just wanted to let people know where you were going to be preaching. People started giving me their addresses. Pretty soon I had 200 people that wanted me to let them know what Jesse's product titles were that were available, where was he going to be, and then I started putting a little testimony in. And it was the first one, I think, was just tan with brown ink, sheet. Then it expanded to a couple of sheets, but black and white, maybe one color. Then now we're a full color issue. Over 40 million copies have been distributed around the world.
Now, watch, the reason why I'm doing this while she's talking, it's full color. Ladies and gentlemen, this costs about $3 million a year. We don't even have to do this. We could actually pitch it because it's digital. We have it on digital and in Spanish and all those different things. But the difference between me and Kathy, she uses an iPad. I like a book. So we make the provision for both. Now, everybody said, yeah, but you could save so much money. That includes the posters and everything else. But I mean, it didn't make any difference. But what I'm looking for is my favorite part. Now, I have articles, and Kathy's got articles. I have the On the Road with Jesse and Kathy. This is my favorite part. Glorious moments. Who's talking on there? You are. You send in these wonderful, wonderful testimonies, and I read them, and it just touches my heart. And it's such a blessing. This is absolutely free to you. If you'd like to get it, just go to jdm.org and say, I want the magazine. Get on our mailing list. It's free to you, not free to me. And it will bless you and minister life to you.
You could also read it today after this program on the app, because when you go to the app, you can see it, not just this issue, but you can look at past issues. So you don't have to wait for it to come in the mail, but it's always good to have both. And I like to put it out on the counter. People like to take it to the hospitals or the
prisons?
Doctor's offices. Yeah, we send them to prisons.
Oh, man.
And they leave them there after they got through reading them, they'll leave them somewhere. And God is getting these messages into different places
that
you and I can never go.
Yeah, it's amazing. We use every kind of which way, shape, or form we can get the Word of God out. It takes partners to do it. It takes you giving monthly. It takes you standing with us and believing with us, and many of you do. If you're not a partner, I wish you would become one. I ask you to, in fact, not for myself, but for this glorious gospel. None of it goes to me and Kathy. God has been so good and gracious. If you'd like to be a partner, and I hope you do, go to jdm.org. You can hit a donate button there. And it's up to you what you want to give. You can use PayPal if you like, or you can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one if you want, or you can do a JDM app, and that's absolutely free to you. So you can select the giving you want, or you can do like I do, use the post office and mail in your donation. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. And ladies and gentlemen, I am telling you, the Lord told me to do these two projects that are coming up. They're $20 million. And the Lord said, believe God for 20,000, told me, believe God for 20,000 people to give $1,000. And the first thing I thought of, that's a lot of people. That's $20 million, 20,000. Watch this. Millions of people watch me all over the world. I'm not bragging about that. Maybe in the billions, because we have the potential viewers of billions. That's not the issue. And I noticed 20,000 could do that. Now, some will give more, some will give less. I also believe there's a $20 million one-time donor. Now, what's going to happen? That's 20 million here, 20 million. If the 20,000, that's 40 million. What does that mean? Replenish. In other words, you take that $20 million and you build those two projects, and then the $20 million comes over and above for all the other things that are coming going on. That's called replenish. God gave me that revelation. He said, you should have all your expenses back at the end of the year. Everyone that's listening to me, whether you're a preacher or not, and maybe you made, I'm going to use the example, maybe you made $100. But you brought in $120. Then you should have the $100 back. Take the $20, do whatever you want with it. But that $100 should be back for when the next year, so you can start again. It's called replenishing. I hope you become one of those 20,000 people giving $1,000. Some will give more, some will give less. It's such a blessing.
And we've had a lot of business people hook into this.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, it does matter what you say. So you can make that part of your faith confession, using your faith voice, believing God to replenish, as well as see increase, as well as God give you ideas and concepts, as well as give you favor in the work that you do.
Yeah. And it's just amazing. When people come to our facilities, they go, man, this thing looked like it was built yesterday. No, we keep it up. We believe in the word excellence. What you call that when you're fixing things around? All the
time? Infrastructure.
Infrastructure.
We're
we believe in that.
Maintaining, yes.
Yeah, this is God's house. It's God's place. So, I mean, I wish this thing was free, but it's not. But it's free to you. As long as me and Kathy are head of this ministry, it will always be free to
well,
you.
Well, it's not free to our partners either.
No.
They give and they sow their seed.
That's right.
They see the increase. Can I read a testimony
sure.
before we go?
Sure, go ahead, read one.
I wanted to read this one from it's about the heaven trip that you had years ago because of something that's coming up. I want to announce that on this one. I know you didn't expect me to do this.
Okay, I didn't expect you to do
well,
that.
Well, this one says, I began listening to you for about 4 months ago after hearing about you through my church. Our pastor was leading a service focused on near-death experiences, and he talked about your powerful testimony about heaven. That day left a deep impression on me and completely changed the way I see life and faith. Since then, I've been listening to you as much as I can. I truly admire the way you speak about Jesus, your beautiful relationship with him, and the passion with which you share his message. It has been a blessing to me. I got one more. And this one, right after it says, when I heard Pastor Jesse Duplantis' trip to heaven, my faith in God was renewed with hope and strength. Thank you and Pastor Kathy for your powerful ministry. That testimony about your trip has just impacted so many lives over the years, and God gave you a vision this year to do it again. And I have the dates if you want me to tell
them.
Okay.
Well, first thing, let me just say this. I didn't have a vision. I had a trip. And I wrote this book 38 years ago. And the Lord told me to my face, I know what he looks like, go tell my people I'm coming. And I did it a little bit, but not much, because people would reject it. They wasn't ready to receive the Lord, the return of the Lord.
The message that he gave you.
Well, in January of this year, 2026, I'm in my study praying. Then I'm going to let you announce this. And the Lord says, I want you to do a heaven tour. I said, what? He said, I want you to do a heaven tour. And I don't know how many people, you've heard me over the years, ask me to talk about heaven.
Please.
And I'd say no, because it's so sacred to me. I think I've only talked about it 3 times, I think, in all these years, in 38 years. All right? The Lord impressed that on me strong. He said, my church is ready. Mm. My church. And you look and see what's happening in the world today. Buddy, people are ready for the Jesus to come. So This is a new announcement. You're the first people to hear about it,
yes,
I think.
Yes, this was just organized this week. Got confirmation from, we reached out to just a handful of churches. We just felt like we wanted to go to, you wanted to do it just a certain amount. So beginning on April the 10th, that's a Friday night, 7
2026.
P.m. this year, he'll be at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. And then the next one will be on June the 26th. That's a Friday night, 7 p.m. again, at Karis Christian Center in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And then on August the 14th, that's a Friday night again at 7 p.m., he'll be at Living Word Christian Center in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, which is a suburb of Minneapolis. And then on September the 18th, a Friday again at 7 p.m., he'll be at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Louisiana. That is a suburb
of...
Newark, Texas, excuse me. That's a suburb of Fort Worth. And then the last one of this year that we have scheduled is November the 13th. That's a Friday at 7 p.m. at Faith Life Church in Sarasota, Florida. So we're going to be getting a promo developed for this. You're going to be hearing about it on the magazine for April. But we're going to put all the details out that you'll be able to see and be a part of it. You know, people, and just it's what's important to know that this will be a live in-person service only. It will not be live streamed because it's such an intimate time.
Sacred.
We want to be able to have it there for just the people in the house. So you want to make sure you write those dates down and come from the areas that you're in and be there, be a part of these powerful services. There'll be a time that he'll share, then he'll give an invitation for the lost. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to receive an offering for the ministry, but he will also end it with question and answer. So I know this is always a special time that people enjoy. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to be at every one of them. But I know God has organized this, and I'm so excited.
And the way we're going to do this is amazing because we've asked the leaders of the church if we could do that. There will be no worship.
Right.
Another way, we start at 7 o'clock. Kathy would introduce me, mm-hmm. I guess. I'll come out, and I begin to talk about heaven. That gives me a lot of time. And then I got to give an altar because I know it's going to touch people's heart. They're going to get born again.
Definitely.
And then when they get born again, we're going to tell them, after they get born, go sit back down. See, we're going to receive an offering for the ministry if they want to give, because a lot of people want to do that. Yeah. We've got to give
it's
people opportunity because sometimes I didn't do that and I got chewed out by people because I wouldn't do it. And then we're going to open it up to question and answer. It'd be a very sacred thing. You could almost say in theaters only. In other words, it's not going to be filmed.
One night only in each of these cities.
Nothing. This is intimate and I mean sacred to me. And we're starting it and I'm under the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have read the book. You may have got it. But I tell you what, people say it's the most powerful thing when you're hearing Brother Jesse talk about that in person. And that corporate anointing. So I hope we'll know more about this. This is you, the first people knowing about all this stuff. And it's just coming out and you'll be blessed. Thank you once again. And always abound in the work of the Lord, for you know that your labor is not in vain in God. And thank all of you partners that partner with us and giving today or whatever you do give. But let me say it like this too. I don't want to be a partner. Okay. I ain't mad at you. I ask you to still watch the program.
That's right.
But I'm telling you, this anointing of increase is on us. You'll be able to get to a point in your life, you'll be able to buy a black sweatshirt and a white one because of the anointing of increase. It's on us.
Whatever it is that
blessing,
you desire.
Or whatever you desire. Thank you for listening to us today. And I mean it sincerely. Jesse and Kathy saying, we love you. We'll see you soon. God bless you. Bye-bye.